We are learning Sefer Sochem, Daf Samach Amud Aleph, and we begin again from the Mishnah of Pesach and Beis. The halacha is that a carbon that is yeshech b'chaloy l'shma, not l'shem the carbon, it's possible when it's a Pesach, it's possible also when it's a Chatas. Other kabbanas, if you do shloy l'shma, it's loy olu l'bayel m'shem chayva. So our Mishnah is talking about carbon Pesach, which if you shech shloy l'shma, it's possible. Now there's four avoidas that you do when you shech the Pesach. There are four avoidas where you can have machshava psula. By the Shechita, by the Kabbalah, means you catch the dam. V'holach, v'alicha, which is a halacha, you bring the dam to the Mizbeach. And Zerika. So the Mishnah says, a Pesach shocht shloy shmoy, v'kibel, v'holach, v'zorach, shloy shmoy. You did shloy shmoy, it's possible. Or, oy l'shmoy v'shloy shmoy, you did the Shechita l'shmoy and shloy l'shmoy. Or, shloy l'shmoy, shloy shmoy and l'shmoy. It's also possible, and we'll see exactly what that means right away in the Gemara. But what does l'shmoy and shloy l'shmoy mean? Keitzah l'shmoy v'shloy l'shmoy. L'shem Pesach, yishechted l'shem the carbon Pesach, v'l'shlem shlomim, and yishechted l'shem the carbon shlomim. That's called l'shmoy and shloy l'shmoy, because it's l'shem Pesach and l'shem shlomim. Shloy l'shmoy v'l'shmoy is l'shem shlomim, l'shem Pesach. There's also shloy l'shmoy l'shem shlomim, and l'shmoy l'shem Pesach. And we'll see exactly what the case is right away in the Gemara. Zok the Gemara, Bar Rav Papa. When we say you did something l'shmoy and shaloy l'shmoy, or shaloy l'shmoy and l'shmoy, what does that mean? Bayra papa, b'avoyda achas not, or b'shtei avoydas not? Does it mean in one avoyda you had both machshavas, both thoughts, or was in two different avoydas? And the Gemara explains, b'avoyda achas not, is it in one avoyda? Let's say you shechted it, and b'shach to shechted, you had in mind, I'm doing this l'shem Pesach and l'shem Shlomim. So what would be the halacha? It says in our Mishnah, it's possible. So then it would have to be Rav Yesihi. Doma af begemar of dvarav odom nitvas. It's machlekes Rav Yesihi Rameyer in Mesechtos Temura. If tvois loshen rishoin or not, or both, you grab on both loshoinas. If you hold it's loshen rishoin, so whatever he thought first, that's it. You can't change that. That's called tvois loshen rishoin. But if you hold af begemar dvarav odom nitvas, then even what you said second has a shaykhis. The case there in Temura is someone says, I raise you Temura's oila. So according to Rav Meir, it's Tumura Sayla, because that's the first thing he said. According to Rav Yaisi, it's both, and what you have to do is you have to sell that animal and split half money for Ayla, half money for Shlomim. So here was one Avoida. You said, let's say, L'shmoy, you did it L'shem Pesach, and L'shem Shlomim. So according to Rav Meir, it's not possible, because Tvoy is L'shem Rishon. So it have to be Rav Yaisi. So let's read it inside. Boy, Rav Papa, Voida Achasnam, Shtei Avoyistam. Voida Achasnam, Rav Yesi, it's going to Rav Yesi. Domo af begmar dvarav odom nitvas. Di Rav Meir, if it's going to Rav Meir, Homo tvoi zosh rishon, it'll be kosher. Oy Dilma, Vishtei Avoyistam, maybe our Mishnah is talking about a case on two different Avoyistas. Vafilu l'Rav Meir, and the way you would read it is that someone shechted it, let's say, l'shem Pesach, and he had in mind, b'shas l'shchita, that will be zoyrik shaloy l'shmoy. He's going to be Zorik Shloy L'shmoy. That would be an example of having Machshavas on two Avoidas. Or you could say even more simple, that it means he shechted it L'shem Pesach, and then he did a Zerika Shloy Shlomim. That's two Avoidas. Oidumah Shtei Avoidas, Dan. Afilu Rameya, Afilu Rameya, Nama Tvayla Shem Rishon, Hanimilu Bavayda Achaz, that's one Avoidah, but Shtei Avoidas, Moida the Mifsal, he'll be Moida that it's possible. Why? Because, Erechana, you're right, let's say the case was Shechita and then he did Zerika, Shalai L'shmai. The Shechita was good, but the Zerika was not good. So even for Rameya, there's no Tvayla Shem Rishon here, because Tvayla Shem Rishon only is in the same thing, you grab on what he said first. But if you have two different things, it's fine. This is true and that's true, and Maya says Shalai L'shmai will be possible. So the question basically is, boils down to, is our Mishnah Dafka l'fi Rav Yosi, or even if Rav Meir. The only way you can stim the Rav Meir is if it's by two avoidas. So that's the question. It's one avoida, two avoida, and it boils down to, is it Rav Meir or Rav Yosi? Zog Gemara, Amri Ahei. Which case of the Seifa we're going is our question. There's two cases. First L'shmai, then Shloy L'shmai, or first Shloy L'shmai, then L'shmai. There's two cases. Amri Ahei. Which case are we going on? Inema, we said first Shloy L'shmai, then L'shmai. So then, Bein ba'avoida achas, Bein b'shtei avoidas, you're possible. Because if you, let's say you do one shechita, you do it l'shem shlomim and l'shem pesach. So even if it's the same avoida, even if tvoi zosh rishon, according to our mayor, it's possible because you started off. He's already said, tvoi zosh rishon was shaloi l'shma. He said l'shem shlomim. Are you going to tell me maybe in this case Rabbi Yosi it's good? No, Rabbi Yosi holds both are true. That the whole Rabbi Yosi, Nami, af be gemar dvarav adam nitvas. Even it's not only toiz lashon achrayin, it's also what you said afterwards counts. But both count. So anyway, in that case, where you start off so smite in smay, then it's a kuli amma. Even if it's a one avoida. So that wouldn't be a shaila. The shaila is on the, really on the other part. Ella al smay vishloy smay mai. It's really on the part of the Mishnah that says l'shmoy v'shaloy l'shmoy, and it says in our Mishnah that's possible. So we're saying if it's avoda achas, then it can't be Rav Meir, because if you're Rav Meir, it would taka be kosher. So the question is it one avoda and we're going dafgar for Rav Yaisi, or it's two avodas and we're going according to even according to Rav Meir? That's the shayla. So one avoda, two avoda, the case is at the end of the Mishnah. Toshima, let's try to bring a raya to understand what the second half of the Mishnah is talking about. One avoda, two avodas. Toshima, the Rashi of the Mishnah says, "Ha-pesach she-shochdu shloi l'shmoi." Someone shechted a Pesach shloi l'shem Pesach. They did it l'shem shlom. V'kibel v'holach v'zorak shloi l'shmoi. And he was mekabel the dam, and he walked the dam, and he was zorak the dam also l'shmoi. So hechidami, what is the case? He didn't make a tani. If the case was he did all four avoided shloi l'shmoi, lomali ad machashu l'kulu. Why do you have to be thinking all four of them shloi l'shmoi? Mekamaisa ifsalei. From the first one already, it's possible shloi l'shmoi. This is how you read the Mishnah. Pesach shachtu shloi l'shmoi. A Pesach that yishach shloi l'shmoi. Or, inami, shachtu l'shmoi v'kibel v'hilach v'zorak shloi l'shmoi. You yishach l'shmoi, you did the other one shloi l'shmoi. Inami, shachtu v'kibel v'halach shloi v'zorak shloi l'shmoi. Da'av l'shtei avoidus. So the Reish is clearly talking about two avoidus. Now, if the Reish is talking about two avoidus, and it means even if you start off l'shmoi, but the second avoidus shloi l'shmoi, so now the Sefer can be talking about that. Amen, Sefer. L'shmoi v'shaloi l'shmoi. And we declared the case of l'shmoi v'shaloi l'shmoi. We declare what's the case. So hechidami, inei m'shtei avoidos. If you want to say it's two avoidos and it's going l'kuli amma, hainu reisha, that's the reisha. El alav, it must be one avoida achas. And still we're saying it's possible, and a fear of meis, tfois l'shem rishon one avoida. You said l'shmoi v'shaloi l'shmoi. So el alav avoida achas, v'rab yesi, dam af begmar, dvar av olam nitvas. So it's the first raya that our Mishnah has to be Rav Yaisi, has to be Avoda Achas. Well, it can be two Avodas, because that's the ratio. The Gemara says, "Lo Mishnei Avodas." And but it's two types of two Avodas. Like we spoke about before, very quickly, there's two types of two Avodas. Lo Mishnei Avodas. But ratio, the koyi b'shchita v'kamachash b'shchita. The ratio is talking about you had a thought when you made the shchita. Inami koyi b'shchita v'kamachash b'shchita, and or you thought by shchita. Seifa. The koyi b'shchita v'kachosh v'zrika. It's a way to have two avodas in the same avoda. The Omar harini shoychet as a pesach l'shmoi, lizrik damai to make a zrika shaloi l'shmoi, and that would be called two avodas maybe. It could be even for Rameya then. We have a way that we could say this race don't have really two avodas. Each avoda had a different thought. The safest one two avodas, but the case of two avodas is while I'm doing one avoda. And what's the chiddush of that? The kamash v'lon the mechashve ma'avoda la'avoda. The Kamash one is that you are allowed to be mechashiv from one avodah to another avodah. When you have a machshava b'shash shchita, it makes a psul when you think about the zrika, even though when you did the zrika l'maisa, you had the right machshavas. But if I shechted now l'shmoi, and then I had a mind for the zrika shaloi l'shmoi, it's ke'ilu I did the zrika shaloi l'shmoi, even though I'm not doing the zrika shaloi l'shmoi. Because mechashiv v'avodah avodah. V'hainu b'yidra papa. And that's the Bayi Rapapa. What does those words mean? So it's really a three-way machlokes. Rashi learns behind you, the Bayi Rapapa means that Rapapa in Mesechus Mizvachim says that Yimachashim Avayda Lavayda. But Tais says it's the Taichik say like that. First of all, in that Gemara, it's Rabbi Yechanan, not Rapapa. So he says, Hainu Bayi Rapapa means that now you understand the Shaila Rapapa before. That you can't be arrived for the Mishnah. It means behind the boy Rapapa, you can't be arrived for the Mishnah because there's a different type of two avodas set in case. And the third pshat in Tosfos is from the Rashba, he says that the Shaila of Rapapa Gufa was in such a case. If it's an avoda achas, two avodas, it meant these type of two avodas. The two avodas means shachat l'shmoyam nas lizrek shaloi l'shmoyam. But upon him, we saved the day, we didn't bring a raya from our Mishnah. We still have a question. The Sefer of the Mishnah that says l'shmoy v'shaloi l'shmoy isn't a one avoda and it's going dafk and it's possible because it's going to Rav Yaisi. Or it's two avodas going to Rameya. What type of two avodas? Will you shecht l'shmoy and you have a mind to make zrika shaloi l'shmoy all in the shrita? So let's bring more rights. Tashima. It says in the end of our Mishnah, oy shaloi l'shmoy v'l'shmoy is possible. If you have a mind, shaloi l'shmoy and l'shmoy is possible. So hechidam, inei m'shtei avodas, if it's two avodas, So hashda l'shemoy v'shloy l'shemayim it's possible. Madach a case where you started off good and then you did a shloy l'shemoy it's possible. If it's shloy l'shemoy, where you got from the wrong foot in the beginning, you said shloy l'shemoy, and then the next avodah did a shemoy, my boy, you have to tell me it's possible already. What's the chiddush? Elalav b'avodah achas. It must be b'avodah achas. And what's the chiddush b'avodah achas? Explains Rashi that if it's the one b'avodah achas, so then l'shemoy b'shloy l'shemoy is telling you it's possible. Lafuki yigamei. They don't have to tell you the solution. And the case of Shaloy L'shmoy L'shmoy is saying, don't say that Tfoiz L'shon Achroin, and he was Chayzif on the first one, and when he shech that he meant the second L'shon, the L'shmoy part, Kamash Wander, Rabbi Yossi holds, Bechol Dvar Vav Nitvas. So if you learn to avoid the Achas, you need both cases. You need the first case, L'shmoy L'shmoy, tell you it's not like Rabbi Meir. And you need the second case to say that even for Rabbi Yossi, this is possible, because maybe you would say, Rabbi Yossi says Tfoiz L'shon Achroin. No, Terry says, no, the whole thing, nitvas. So the Gemara is saying, I have a proof that it's avodah achas, because if not, why do you need two cases? So the Gemara, I'm saying avodah achas, reishna avodah achas, means if the shloy l'shmoy l'shmoy is avodah achas, l'shmoy v'shloy l'shmoy also avodah achas. So the Gemara, lo, m'shtei avodahs. Ah, you asked me, if it's two avodahs, so if l'shmoy and shloy l'shmoy is possible, so of course if it starts off shloy l'shmoy is possible. So the Gemara says, you're right. But then the lawyer is rich life. You don't really need it. You don't really need this case. I did Tani l'shmoy v'shloy l'shmoy. Since you said the case of shmoy v'shloy l'shmoy, Tanami shloy v'shloy l'shmoy. It says also shloy l'shmoy l'shmoy. I got that. It says this also. But you're right. It's not much of a chiddush. So we still have no right. Let's try to bring it all right. Tashma from the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah of Shachdu l'shloy l'oichla. Tashma Shachdu shloy l'oichla. The halacha is, it's a special day of Karban Pesach, that if you shecht for someone who cannot eat a Karban Pesach, then it's possible. Because it says that ish lefi achloi techoisu, you have to shecht the people who eat, and if the guy's a choyla or a zaken, he's a sick person or he's an old person, has no teeth, he can't eat, the kazayis, he's possible, you can't shecht it l'shem him. And Shloim Nuyev means you have to shecht the people who are counted, they're part of the chabura of this Karban Pesach. If you shecht for a different chabura, it's also possible. Now the halacha is that if there are some oichlim in your shechitas, then it's kosher ground. It has to be, you did it completely Shloim Oichlim. That was the case. Shloim Nuyev means completely Shloim Oichlim, v'shloim Nuyev, or la Arelim, you did it completely for Arelim, v'le Temeim. And for Temeim, you shechted it for Arelim and Temeim, and Shloim L'Oichlov, Shloim L'Nuyov, all these psulim, the lach is possible. It means I shechted it for people who can't eat. I shechted it for people who weren't counted on the Karban Pesach. I shechted it for people who didn't have a milah, the possible to eat it. Shechted for Temeim, people who are tummy were possible to eat it. The lach is, this carbon's possible. So halcha pshita b'avoyda achas. Here it's for sure one avoyda, because there's only one machshava here. There's no two machshavas here. There's only one machshava, Shloim L'Oichlov. And when we're safe of avoyda achas, since it's safe, it's the one avodah. Reish not avodah achas. Probably the mishnah before, which is the our mishnah, also the one avodah, and says l'shmoy v'shloy l'shmoy. So the Gemara says, no. What's the raya? Midirya. Hakadis v'hakadisa. Safe avodah achas. Safe avodah achas. Reish avodah achas. Reish avodas. Well, what's the raya? I'm saying the safer. You're right. It's one avodah. But our case, if our mishnah, we're not sure still. Maybe avodah achas. I'm sure avodas. It's all the same suffix. I'm not convinced because the mishnah daf samach aleph says avodah achas. So therefore, this is also what I avoid. Tashma, driving in our raya, says right in the Mishnah there, lo'oichlo v'shloy lo'oichlo. If you shechted it for, you know, you have here 10 people. 5 of them have teeth, 5 have no teeth. And I shechted it for all 10 people. So 5 apostle to eat, the apostle. It's still kosher. Because that we learn from Pesukim that if there are some oichlim, it's enough. Rashi guys says a svara why it's enough, because he says it's the efsher that you have to shecht it, even for one person to eat it, you have to shecht it. So the shecht, because he can't eat it kazayis, but the Gemara on Darshan from Sukkim at least. Tashima, lo'ichlov, v'shaloi lo'ichlov, is kosher. If you shecht it lo'ichlim, v'shaloi lo'ichlim, it's kosher. Now, hechi done. Ine m'shtei avoidois, if you're talking about two avoidois, and then, v'taima the choshev v'zrika, and then you would learn like this, that the shechita was lo'ichlov, and the zrika was shaloi lo'ichlov, and you make a diak. That if it would be in the shechita, la'oichlov, v'shaloi la'oichlov, then it would be no good. But now that it's la'oichlov, v'shaloi la'oichlov in the two avodas, it's fine. And the only reason why it's kosher is because you had the thought of shleil oichlim by zrika. I was being spritzing it to shame the people who don't eat. And why is it kosher? Because there's no psul of oichlim in zrika. Because the pasuk that we learn out, the din that you have to shecht l'shem oichlim is from l'fi ochle techoisu. Techoisu is l'shem shchita, which means shchita. That's l'shem techoisu. So it's only a din in shchita, not in zrika. So haba avoida achas, k'goyim v'shchita, the mahani b'yim achshavas oichlim, is pasul. Then the din would be that if it would be in one avoida, it would be pasul. But frankly, it's not true. But kaimala mixes oichlim and pasul, like we spoke out. Mixas oichlim doesn't passel. If you have some guys who are eating, that's enough. So it can't be two avoiders and zadiyak. Dafka, because two avoiders is kosher. But if you want avoider, you passel. Why? Because in the shchita, there's a problem of shel oichlim. It's not true. Mixas oichlim is enough. Ela, lav, it must be, we're talking about avoider achas. That, or even that the Mishnah is telling us this chiddush of mixas oichlim gufa, and it's telling us that in one avoider, you can have l'shem oichlim and shaloi l'shem oichlim. Because there's no psul. And by two avoidas, it's also kosher, because that's pasha. Dei machshev is oichlim mizrika. But even in one avoida, it's kosher, because it's mixed as oichlim. So now, if the seif is talking about avoida achas, but the seif avoida achas, reish nam avoida achas. So reish also is probably avoida achas, because this is avoida achas, because we just said that for the two avoidas, there wouldn't be a diik that would be mashma, but if you did it in both in shchito, it would be a prav. It's not true. If you have both thoughts in shchita, it's still kosher. So it has to be that it's b'avoyda achas. That af b'avoyda achas is kosher. And the Mishnah they're talking about is stai avoyda achas, stai avoydas. So we say our ratio also, ratio not b'avoyda achas. So no, again, mi dir yo hokadis v'hokadisa, seifa b'avoyda achas, v'ratio, our ratio, b'avoyda achas, oy b'shtai avoydas. Either one avoyda or two avoydas. At the end of the day, we were not poshut to shayla to figure out that our sefer of our mishnah shaloi l'shmoi is it going by avoda achas and it's going dafka for Rabbi Yosi, or it's going to avodas and it's going even for Rabbi Yosi? We're not sure, because even though the sefer mishnah samachal is going one avoda, but it's not a riot to the reisha.